Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Friday, February 22nd, 2019. On this day in 1632, Galileo's Dialogue Concerning the Two Chief World Systems was published. Berlin's police have gone through reform after reform, and it is now to be reformed again. There will be a rapid reaction force at hotspots and a new anti-terrorism department. Police President Barbara Slowik and Interior Senator Andreas Geisel of the SPD announced these innovations on Wednesday to the surprise of the professional associations, which were not included in the considerations. Since autumn, an internal working group had been examining the structures of the authorities. Slowik announced that, quote, "The goal is to strengthen the visible presence on the streets, to bundle law enforcement, and to streamline leadership structures. The working group structure created a rough concept, which we will now discuss and design with those affected. These emergency services will have local and personal knowledge. A focal point direction or Brennpunkt direction will be created to include places like Alex, Kottbusser Tor, Gorlitzer Park, and Volschauer Brücke. There will be a special task force which exclusively takes care of these focal points with local and personal knowledge. Slowik believes a team that always remains present is better than constantly changing up employees. This corps is also not part of the riot police assigned to the operations directorate, who, in turn, will be able to take better care patrolling the suburbs. For the new Brennpunkt direction, areas of the inner city Directorate 3 and the adjacent Directorate 5 are to merge. The special units will move into a newly rented building on Ringbahnstrasse in Tempelhof in 2020. Andreas Geisel of the SPD stated that, quote, "It is the goal of this coalition to bring more police onto the streets. It's been proven that more personnel in the hotspots can have an effect." Criticism of the action plan followed promptly. Daniel Kretschmer of the Bund Deutscher Kriminalbeamter announced, quote, "It is regrettable that the professional associations were not constructively involved in the development processes beforehand." Norbert Sioma of the police union said, quote, "We were neither involved in the planned changes nor informed about the current state of affairs, so that our technical expertise was dispensed with." CDU faction leader Burkhard Dregger criticized, stating, quote, "We are curious as to how and where the Senator of the Interior wants to assemble the necessary officials for his rapid intervention troops without neglecting other police tasks." Marcel Lütte of the FDP also criticized, remarking, quote, "The structural change enlarges the surge at the top, extends reporting channels, and reorganizes irresponsibility instead of basically solving the problem." Carsten Voldeit of the AfD explained, quote, "It's an absurd thing that the employees only learned about the far-reaching plans from the press." Berlin Briefing will continue to bring news about this reorganization as more details become available. The Berlin police are asking the population to help in the search for four potential rapists. According to police, on March 18th of last year, a total of six young men with two then 16-year-old girls went to Rudolfville Park in Schöneberg in the early evening hours. Shortly afterwards, one of the girls and one of the young men left the rest of the group. Two of the men are suspected of having violently and sexually assaulted the other 16-year-old shortly thereafter. The remaining three men in the group are said to have observed the crime without helping the girl. In the end, however, both young women were able to escape. Two men from this group have been identified by the police, and the main perpetrators are now being sought after by police. Anyone who can provide information on the identity of the alleged suspects or provide other relevant information should contact the Special Commission at the State Criminal Police Office. Police photos, descriptions of the suspects, and contact information for the authorities can be found by following the link in our show notes. According to the Berlin Senate, the BVLG, and Berlin City Mission, the homeless who have been staying at the Moritzplatz U-Bahn station for weeks are to move into two containers in the adjacent Prinzessinnengarten. The opening of the containers is planned for Friday at noon, but there is still a lack of suitable seating in the facilities. Matthias Fischer of the Kaltebus der Berliner Stadtmission is unsure whether the homeless people will accept the new offer. If they don't, they can also stay overnight at the station, as according to the BVLG, it will not be cleared in the winter months. The Senate, City Mission, and BVLG are counting on people to recognize the advantages offered by the containers and to relocate of their own accord. Moritzplatz, together with Lichtenberg U and S-Bahn stations, have been so-called cold stations since November, meaning that these stations remain open overnight, so homeless people who cannot or who do not want to find a place to sleep for the night can find shelter from the cold. Originally, the BVLG wanted to keep all its stations closed through winter, pointing out security reasons, and that railway stations are not adequate accommodations for the night. This was protested against, even by politicians, and after a long period of discussion, the Senate and BVLG finally agreed at the end of November to leave the two railway stations open throughout the winter. At the same time, it was agreed upon to develop new concepts for accommodation. The two containers are part of this concept. According to the Berliner Zeitung's reporting, the situation has worsened at Moritzplatz over the past few days. Up to the beginning of February, there were only 10 people staying overnight in the train station, but recently it's increased to, at times, up to 30 people. Per reporting, the majority of these homeless people are also heavily addicted to drugs, and many do not leave the station during the day. Commuters report, quote, untenable conditions in the station, especially in the morning hours. Cleaning staff are instructed not to clear away bulky items, as they may belong to the homeless. With the two containers in the immediate vicinity of the station, BVLG and associated authorities hope to get this situation under control and at the same time offer the homeless more suitable accommodations. Two capuchin monkeys found a hole in the fence of their enclosure at Tierpark Berlin and climbed the facade of a neighboring university. According to Berlin Zoo, the two monkeys escaped on Thursday morning, and a taxi driver reported the fugitives around 12 noon. One of the monkeys, unimpressed by the incident, hung from a window when the officers arrived, as can be seen in a police tweet. The two fugitives apparently did not like the freedom. After less than an hour, they moved back to the zoo. There, veterinarians and caretakers searched for the two, who presumably made themselves at home in one of the approximately 13,000 trees of the zoo. Bananas prepared with sleeping pills were laid out to lure the two back to the capuchin enclosure. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.